Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to Thursday, baby. Let's go. Friday's pairings announced at the Ryder Cup today at 3 o'clock our time. The opening ceremonies were yesterday, supposed to be today, but weather moved it up. And then Friday, we get to whacking. Well, golf clubs.
Is it supposed to be a good weekend for weather out there?
Haven't
looked at it yet. Yeah, because I know there was like some people that are worried about the weather and what it may be out there. You know, last night in Cleveland, as we were getting ready to watch the Tigers and Indians last night, weather delay in that game, so it kind of moves east a little bit. I didn't know if this was going to be one of those deals where we got to play a sloppy golf fest. Lots of sloppy golf going on out there.
You're freaking us out. No, but speaking of baseball last night, the Seattle Mariners clinched their division spot. In fact, these six things all happened the last time Seattle won their division.
Which was that, 1998?
2001.
2001, that's right. They had that good team that lost immediately to the Yankees.
116 wins, I believe, or something
that's
like that.
That's right, it was.
Fallen by Alicia Keys was the number one song.
Oh, nice.
One of my first loves, Alicia Keys. Shrek. Like the original
Shrek,
was released in theaters.
Yep, nice.
Julio Rodriguez, he was only 8 months old.
J-Rod, baby.
That's right. The first Harry Potter film was the number one movie. That's how old that is. I mean,
Expelliarmus.
Yeah. The iPod had not yet been released.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Wow.
And Ichiro Suzuki was in his rookie year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I remember that. 2001, that's the first year I covered Major League Baseball when I first came back to Kansas City from Texas. And so I remember that Seattle team coming in. I remember Lou Piniella smoking cigs and just hanging out in the office and how cool that was. And seeing sweet Lou Piniella, I'm like, that guy's a legend right now. And he's smoking cigarettes in his underwear. Him and Jim Leland were great cigarette smokers in their underwear. Always did that, man. It was outstanding. Nothing screams baseball better than a manager burning a dart, wearing nothing but his tighty whities.
Yeah.
Those days don't exist anymore.
Well, I mean, I think tighty whities phased out.
Yeah, but the manager smoking a butt, like, you don't see that anymore. You don't see guys just openly smoking in the locker room and walking around in tighty whities. Unless you go to Binkley's house. I mean,
but then they're putting that mulch down in the bottom lip.
Yeah.
There's no smoking tobacco, just spitting tobacco.
Yep.
No, so yeah, Yankees clinch, Seattle clinches, Cleveland pretty much. I mean, that's just insane.
I've never seen anything like this, what's going on.
Does Detroit win a game the rest of the year?
They got four left. Who do they finish the season with?
Couldn't tell you.
I mean, they finished today with Cleveland, and then it's three more games, and they're on to I don't know where. And we'll talk more with Ben Maller about this coming up at 7:15, but I'm kind of with him. Like, I'd like to see Detroit just totally miss the playoffs altogether.
Boston.
Right? Oh, they got Boston at the end of the year?
At Boston.
Oh, well, at Boston. Detroit has to go to Boston. Oh, my. Yeah, they may not. they may not win another game, you know, for the rest of the season. So that's a crazy collapse, man. It's the greatest collapse that we've ever seen in September in baseball. And so it's fun to watch that collapse. It's fun to watch the Mets go down in flames as well. And, you know, it's a fine balance between, is the season too long or is the season just right and you just got to play until the end? Because you could make the case 162 games when you have a 15-game lead. These guys lost interest, man.
You could also make an argument this is an anomaly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like this, what, 1933 is the last time we've seen a collapse this epic?
Right.
Since, or maybe in the 50s. So, I mean, it's been at least 70 years. I think you could, you know, baby Barrett, you could find the just right, you know, maybe 120 games.
Yeah.
I don't know. Detroit has a one-game lead over the Houston Astros for the final wild card spot.
It's crazy, man. It's absolutely insane. It's insane to see what's going on right now with that baseball team.
Imagine being like one of those diehard Cleveland fans and just be like, you know what? F it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put $50. We win this division. All of a sudden you're watching it go and go and you're like, they were like, what was he say? He was like plus
10,000 or something.
Plus 10,000 on like August 25th to win the division.
Yeah.
Now they're minus like 150.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, cash out. Get out of there now, man. Save yourself.
You got to bet on Cleveland right now, man. Like Detroit is falling far and they are falling fast and it is just unbelievable to watch. And it has been must-see TV. Like, you know, tonight I've got, you know, something with the kids, but last night I didn't. The night before I really didn't. So I'm like, I'll sit down and watch these games. This is why we love sports. This last week of baseball, man, like you are going gung-ho trying to get into the postseason and Cleveland's playing with fire. Their stadium atmosphere has been outstanding right now. And Detroit, they just feel like a dead man walking. Like, I don't know if they're ever going to get it back this year, man. They you're right. They may not win another game the rest of the way.
Houston plays today at 2:35 against the Athletics. And then again, 5:40 tonight, Detroit and Cleveland. So should be an interesting finish there.
Yeah.
And the big dumper.
Number 60.
59 and 60.
60 home runs of the 59 that went up into the third deck. I mean,
that
good
was
Lord.
Insane.
Yeah. The big dumper put it in the big dumper up there in the upper deck.
That was an upper decker.
Whew, man. Like that was a shot. And then come back and hit number 60. Only Babe Ruth, Roger Maris, and Aaron Judge have hit more home runs in the American League in one season than where Cal Raleigh is at this point in time.
Fly ball.
Say a shot.
Yeah.
Did Cal Raleigh hit 60? A catcher hit 60 home runs. Okay.
MVP moment, they said.
And I'm torn. I mean, because Cal Raleigh hitting 60 home runs as a catcher, and they're in first place. They clinched their division. They won that thing. I would probably give him my vote, but then you got Aaron Judge. He's hitting almost .330, hit two more last night, power in the Yankees. He's probably going to win the MVP, right? He probably is going to win the MVP, but what Cal Raleigh is doing right now is MVP. I mean, a catcher hitting 60 home runs, you just don't see that in Major League Baseball. So it's fun to watch what Cal Raleigh's doing right now. He's a reason to go to the game, right? He's one of the few people in baseball where you're like, yeah, I'll pay to go watch him individually, because in baseball, it's hard to do that. You get maybe three or four at-bats, right? You go to an NFL game, you get half the game watching Patrick Mahomes. It's hard to go to a baseball game just to watch one player because they don't get much action. But a guy like Cal Raleigh, man, he's worth the price of admission, because chances are you're going to see something spectacular that night when he plays.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost the same argument as last year when people were mad that Bobby Witt Jr. was, you know, getting chained against Aaron Judge. Like, well, what, he hit like 55 home runs, he's a power player for New York. And then this year, it's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, Cal Raleigh's hitting .248. Yeah, he's got 60 home runs. He's been great this year. The power numbers are insane. 60 home runs, that's something you see, as you mentioned the names before that. And then you look at Aaron Judge's stat line, and you're like, .328.
55.
1,100 OPS, 28 doubles, you know, like all this sort of stuff. And you're like, technically, if you look at this, if you take away the names and the face, and you're like, all right, there's this player and this player, like, damn, the guy had 60 home runs, and then wait. That's that guy's stat line?
Yeah.
Your MVP.
He hit .330 and hit 50 home runs. I mean,
he's got 51. He's nine behind. They're in the playoffs. So, I mean, like, it sucks to say it, but like, yeah, Cal Raleigh, what you're doing is very, very special. It's 60 home runs. But if we're going to, you know, play both sides of the argument that we love to play, like, well, you know, like, I don't know. It's interesting because you're torn between new age and old age baseball here. Cause I think you know, my generation would be like, oh, Cal Raleigh, you know, like Aaron Judge. Yeah, this is what Aaron Judge should do, right? Like if you put the Andy Reid sort of spin on it, Aaron Judge should hit 50 home runs. He should hit over 300. He should have an 1100 OPS, like all that sort of stuff. And you're like, what's he doing that's, you know, not out of the ordinary? It's like, what's Cal Raleigh doing that's not out of the ordinary? Well, 60 home runs, a catcher, and they clinched their division for the first time since 2001. And he was a main part of it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's one of those, like, I wouldn't be mad. It's like you give me steak or chicken for dinner options. Well, I could go either way. I could go Raleigh. I could go Judge. I would go fatigue and hatred towards the Yankees for Raleigh, but that's why I don't vote. I'm too biased.
But well, like, but I don't think either vote is a wrong vote in this case, right? I don't think, like, if you make a vote in this, which are only the baseball writers who get an opportunity because they're losers, and so you close the ranks down on who can vote for all of this.
Right.
If you vote for Cal Raleigh or you vote for Aaron Judge, I don't think you would regret your vote at all in this one. And I'll be interested to see how it all does play out. I mean, we'll see if the mustard stained shirts vote for Aaron Judge because he's the New York guy and because his stat line technically is better, or if they vote for something different, something that hasn't been done before and something that is unique and new to what's going on. I mean, you could make the case too, Dusty, and I don't think it's a long shot anyway to make the case of. You've got an opportunity to say both of these teams, are they in the playoffs without Aaron Judge and without Cal Raleigh? And I would say the answer to that question is unequivocally no to both of them. So I don't think there's a difference maker there where you can say, well, the Yankees would be in the playoffs anyway. The Yankees aren't real good without Aaron Judge. The Yankees with Aaron Judge, when he plays, they're 200 games above 500. When he doesn't play, they're like 20 games above 500. And so I know the sample sizes aren't as small or aren't the same, but it goes to show you that Aaron Judge is a huge difference maker for the Yankees. So you can't say, well, the Yankees would have made the playoffs without Judge, because I don't think they do make the playoffs without Aaron Judge. Just like I don't think Seattle makes the playoffs or wins the division without Cal Raleigh and doing what he does. And don't forget, as the catcher, you're the quarterback of that team, too. You're calling the pitches. You're doing all that kind of stuff. You're involved every single play, every single pitch for every single game. And so that's where the difference is. I mean, like, I would vote for Aaron Judge. I would vote for Cal Raleigh. I'd vote for Cal Raleigh. I'd vote for Aaron Judge. I'm kind of glad I don't have a vote in this one either, because it's not an easy vote. But at the end of the day, your vote isn't wrong, whoever you decide to be the MVP.
Yeah, Aaron Judge, 328 batting average, 133 runs, 109 RBI, OPB is 455, slug is 681, OPS 1136. Cal Raleigh has a 248 batting average, 109 runs, 125 RBI, 14 stolen bases. That's
insane.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
His OPB 361, slugging 598, OPS 959. The one that is a big deciding factor is Cal Raleigh's WAR is 7.2 this year. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge's is 9.3.
Jesus. Yeah.
So he's 2 points ahead on WAR, which is another one of those new age nerd stats. Like, his WAR is this, his average is this, his OPS is this. It's like I said, you take the pictures away from both guys, you put the stats up, I think most people would lean towards the stat line of Aaron Judge.
I mean, he's hitting 100 points higher than Cal Raleigh, too, which is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
really impressive when you think about it. But again, I mean, it's like it's such a hard decision to have to decide who the MVP is. But I mean, look, baseball's done it right. They've got themselves a hell of a final week of this season where even people who don't have a team involved are paying attention to what's going on in baseball.
No doubt about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.